Again, we're holding Perek Zayin in Masechta Apeya. Again, the Mishnah says, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Zayin Shiyesh Lo Shein Basoda, any type of olive tree that has a special name to it, Afilu Kizayis Hanatufa B'Shaitoi, even if it's only called special, because at one time of the year it gives off a tremendous amount of oil, but because at that one time it's called a special name, V'Shichchoi, and now you forget when you are cutting down the olives, you forget some olives on the tree, is Eino Shichcho. It's not Chaladin Shichcho, like we already learned. The Pshat is because Shichcho means you forget it on the field forever. Mashenkin, this tree, since it has a special name, you always think about it, you won't forget it. B'med Devorim Amurim, when do we say this klal? B'shmoi, if the tree has a special name to it, over Maisov, or else it does special things, in other words, it produces special type of fruits, uvim koimoi, or else this tree is in a special place. Now, bishmoi, what does it mean this tree has a special name to it? Shohoya shavchuni. People used to call this tree, this olive tree, shavchuni. Shavchuni means like it's shayfich, it gives off, it spills off, shemen harbi, a lot of oil. In other words, it has a tremendous amount of olives that gives off a tremendous amount of oil. That's why it's called a special name called Shavchuni. Oi Baishuni. Or else this tree is called a Baishuni, which means it embarrasses all other trees. In other words, this one gives off so many olives that it embarrasses all the other olive tree. So since this tree has a special name to it, even if now when you're cutting down some of the fruits, you forget some on, it's not Chal Shechom. Because we say, eventually you will always remember about this tree, you'll never forget it from your mind, loylam. But ma'isav, what does it mean the tree has special ma'isim to it? It does special things. That means shu'oy saharbi. It produces a lot of olives. Throughout the zaysim rubin, it gives off a lot of olives, more than any other tree. So therefore, it does special things. You won't forget about this. Bin koymoy, what does it mean it's in a special place? If you have this olive tree that's in a special place, that means shu'oymeid b'tzad hagas. This olive tree is near the gas, near the vat where you're making the oil. Oy b'tzad ha'pirtza, or else it's near a pirtza. That means a hole. If you have a wall and a breakthrough in the wall near that pirtza, near that breakthrough, that's where we have this tree. So since it's a special place, therefore you do not forget about this tree. Therefore, it's not chal adin shechcho on this tree. Zot the Mishnah v'shar kol hazeisim, all other olive trees, is dalocha shnayim shechcho. If you forgot two, then it's chal shechcho. Ushloisha ena shechcho. When you forgot three, like the Mishnahs we had before, and Stam is like according to Beis Hillel, that two is chal shechcho, and when you leave over three, that's not chal adin shechcho. Yeah, so two here means either two trees, or else it means if there are bundles on the floor, two bundles. If you forget two bundles of olives, that's a din shechcho, you have to leave it for the neem. But if you leave over three bundles, that like we had before, according to Beis Hillel, is not chal shechcho, but the balabos has a right to come and take it back. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, ein shechcho lezeisim. He argues bichlal and says that in olive trees, there is no din shechcho. Now the Rav is masber to say it doesn't mean stam at any time. It means at special times, special periods, when Lamoshel says by Adrinus Kaser that when he came in and he was machriv, the whole oritz, and he ruined most of the olive trees, so they only had a few olive trees left over, at that period each olive tree was very, very special, and if you would forget it, you'd never forget it, loylam. You'd always remember about this tree. So therefore it's not chal shichcho at that time. So that's his klal of ein shichcho lezeisim. There are certain times when even if you forget the fruits on any olive tree, it's not chal shichcho. Because at that period of time, it's very valuable, this olive tree. Therefore, you do not really forget it. So Mishnah Beis. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Zayis shenimtza oymeid bein shalosh shurois. You have one olive tree that's in the middle of three rows of olive trees, shel shnei melavnim, that each row is divided by two melavnim, means like a block of growing of tefuah. In other words, you have three rows of olive tree, and each row has three olive trees to it, Now, in between one row and another row, you have like a block of tefuah growing there. That's called sheshnei malavnin. Malavnin means like a square aruga, a square, a square place that you have tefuah, you have wheat growing there. Now, v'shachachoy, you forgot the middle tree. The middle olive tree, you forgot to cut down the olives. Is the halacha ena shechcha? It's not chaladin shechcha on that middle tree. In other words, you have really nine trees here, three different rows, and each row has three trees to it. Now, the middle tree, if you forget it, it's not chal shechcha, and the Rav says the pshat is because it blasts like it's covered up. Just like we had before. If the aniyim are standing near the tefuah and covers it up, that the Baal HaBos cannot see it, and that's the reason why he forgets it, it's not chal shechcha. Shechcha means you have to forget it purely because you did not cut it down. But here, the reason why you did not get to cut it down because it was like covered up. You could not see it. So if something else stopped you from cutting it down, then it's not chal shechcha. So that's the chiddush of this Mishnah. If the middle tree is like covered up, you cannot tell it's even there, and you forget it, that's not chal shechcha. You're allowed to come back and cut it down. You do not have to leave it for the aniyim. Zayis shiyesh boi sosayim. We have an olive tree, that on the olive tree there is a sosayim, two saws worth of olives, v'shachachoy, and you forgot to cut down that tree, is ena shechcha. It's not chal shechcha, like we always had before, that any time you leave over so many peris, the shear of two saws, that's more than a shear of shechcha, it's like a godish, and the Baal HaBos has a right to come and take it. Ba'ameh devar ma'murim. So the Rav says, this goes back to the first mission of this parak. When do we say the Chiddush that if you have a special olive tree that has a special name to it, that if you forget it, the peris, it's not chal shechcha? When do we say that? Bizman shlo hischol boy. You did not start yet at all to cut down the olives of that tree, of that special shechoni or baishoni tree. Avolim hischol boy. But if you already started to cut down the olives of that tree, afilu kizayis hanatufa b'shaitoy, even if it's a very good tree, that has this special name because at a certain time of the year it gives off a tremendous amount of oil, v'shachachoy, and then you forgot the rest of the olives on the tree, like you started to cut down some olives, and you still left over some on the tree, then is yesh lo shechcha. Since you now started to cut down this tree, the olives, and you forget some left over there, then it is chal shechcha. So the first mishnah only means if you forgot the whole tree, did not cut down anything, you're allowed to come back to cut it down. But when you started to cut it down and then you forgot some, then it is chal shechcha. Providing though that you do not leave over a sosayim on the tree. Because any time you left over two saws worth of olives on the tree, that is too much. It cannot be chal shechcha on what's left on the tree. So we're talking about here, what you left over was less than two saws. Zot the Mishnah. Kol zaman sheyesh loy tachtov, yesh loy bereishoy. Now there's an olive tree, usually there's olives on top of the tree, and also some olives fall down tachtav underneath the tree. And when the Baal HaBos comes and collects the tree, he collects the olives underneath the tree. So kol zaman the Baal HaBos has das to come back to collect the olives underneath the tree, even though like he already collected the olives on top of the tree, and he forgot some olives on top of the tree, it's not chal shechcha on what he forgot on top. He's allowed to come back and take those olives off also. Take those peris off also. Since he still has das to come back to take off what's on bottom of the tree, that's not cool, he forgot to cut the tree. Anything he left on top of the tree, he was saimich, he had in das, he had in mind, that later when he comes back to collect the bottom of the tree, what fell on the floor, I'll take off already those that are on top of the tree also. Rabbi Meir Roimer, Mishatelach HaMachbo, he even says a bigger shear. Even after the Baal HaBos went and collected all the fruits that were on the floor. So the Baal HaBos cut down the peris on the tree, and he also went and collected the fruits on the floor, and now he forgot some fruits on the tree. So really that should be chal shechcha. Still Rav Meir says no. It's not chal shechcha mishatelach ha-machbo. Until the machbo comes. Now the machbo means that's the person that after everything is cleaned up, after the peris are off the tree, he goes and shakes the tree again. Like to make sure no peris were left on the tree. Or any peri that's a little bit off already will come fall down now. So Rav Meir holds, even though the Baal HaBos collected what's underneath it, But if this person, like this poyo, this worker, that his job is to shake the tree, to make sure everything came down, kol zman he didn't come to shake the tree, it's not chal shichum. Because again, the balabos is saying the chazdas that he'll go and collect again when this person comes and shakes the tree. So that's for his meyishito. And we say that v'ein halacha k'rav meyah, we do not paskin like Rav Meyah. Once the balabos himself goes and finishes taking off what's on top of the tree and what's underneath the tree, and he left over something, it is chaladin shichom. We do not paskin like Rav Meyah.
Holding Mishneh Gimel, a zehu peret. What's the din of peret? It says in the Torah, "O peret karmacho loy salakit." In other words, when you're cutting down the grapes and some grapes fall on the floor, those grapes are called peret, that you have to leave them for their niyim. So the Mishnah says that means ha-noisher b'shas ha-btzira. Any grapes that fall to the ground while you are cutting off the grapes off the tree, the grapes that fall to the ground are called peret, that you have to leave them for their niyim. Now what about ha-yer b'tzir? You are cutting down the grapes. Or cuts. So Rav said that means chotach. You cut off now like a bunch of grapes. You cut off a bunch of grapes. And huspach ba'olim. It got stuck onto the leaves. This bunch that you cut off now got tangled into the leaves of the tree. And because it got tangled, when you started to pull it, the grapes started to fall off. It started to be parat, separated. The Mishnah says, and nofa miyodu loretz, and now these grapes fall from your hand onto the ground. Venifrat, and they separate. Harehu shabalabayis. These grapes still belong to the balabos. It's not chal the din peret on them. And why? So the Rav says, because shaloi nifrat aderech betzira. They did not separate in the normal action of cutting off the grapes. Normally, when you're cutting off the grapes, if some grapes fall to the ground, that's called peret. But here, the reason why it fell to the ground was because your hand, the eshkol, the bunch of grapes, got stuck into the leaves. Since it got stuck into the leaves, that's why it fell. That's not called derech petzirom. That's not a chaldin peret. Ha-meniach es ha-kilkolo, tachas ha-gefen, bishor shehu boitzer. He's at the time when the balabos went down to the grapes, when he was cutting down the grapes, he put a kilkolo, he put a basket underneath the vines, so that when he cuts off the grapes on top, the grapes fall into the basket. Is hareze goizel es anim? He is stealing from the anim. Why? Because as soon as the peret, as soon as the grapes start to fall out of your hands while you're cutting onto the floor, as soon as they fall out of your hands, right away it belongs to the anim. So even before it reaches the ground, the anim already zeicher in it. And if you put your basket on the floor to catch them, so you are stealing from the anim. And al zeh nemar, and this the pasuk says, al taseh gvul olam. Don't steal from olam from the anim. So that the Rav says that harei zeh goiz les anim, the peret b'nishirosoi zocha boy anim. That peret, as soon as it starts to fall out of the balabas's hands, right away the anim azoicha. Koydem shigi loritz, even before it reaches the ground. And the buzz is altasik vuloilum, a farshaliel perikei. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. A zehu oilulis. What's called oilulis? That the posik says also, the karma cholois oilul. When you're cutting down the grapes, you can't like make the tree bare of all the grapes. Certain grapes you have to leave over for the aniyim. Now, what's called an oilul that you have to leave it over for the aniyim? When you have this cluster of grapes, it doesn't have a ketef, and it doesn't have a netif on the cluster of grapes, so such clusters you have to leave over for the aniyim. Now what does a ketef mean? A ketef means like you're carrying bundles on your shoulders. That means when you have a cluster of grapes, the grapes lay one on top of another. It's like a bunch of grapes that one reached the other, and like lying on its back. That's called the ketef. Now, if you don't have enough grapes on the cluster, that they're not lying one on top of another, that's considered you have no ketef. Now, and what does netef mean? Netef means the bottom of a cluster of grapes, like the bottom three or four grapes, are like clung together, like hanging together. That's called the netef. Now, let's say at the bottom of this cluster, you don't have these three or four grapes hanging together, that's called it has no netef.
So b'kitzav, you have a cluster of grapes that does not have that many grapes that they are fold hanging one on top of the other, that has no ketif. And who adina does not have at the bottom of it, the bottom center, does not have two or three or four grapes hanging together, does not have this netif. Such a cluster of grapes, if it's on the tree, you have to leave it over for the adim. That's called oilulis. What about im yechlo ketif oy netif? If it has either one of these two, either it has these three or four grapes bunched at the bottom, or else it has on the top of it a few grapes bunching one on top of another, that they're hanging over one on top of another, even though it doesn't have both, if it only has one of these two, still shabalabayis. Then it belongs to the balabos. It's not chaladin oilulis. The balabos can keep these grapes. Im sofik, let's say the way you look at this cluster of grapes, it's a sofik to you. If that's called netif, if that's called ketif, is there enough grapes on the bottom to say you have a cluster still hanging there? Is there enough grapes on the side hanging over one another? Is that called ketif? If you have a sofik, if it's called ketif or not, the lachar is lanim. Hey, sofik, you have to go to Chumra and say it belongs to the Niyim, and you can't take it. So the Mishnah, oilulis sher ba'akuva. Let's say you have oilulis on the akuva, that means, the Rav says, that's a yichur shel zumeira. That means that's the branch of the vine itself. Shetluyim bo'esh koilis. That on the vine itself, that's where the clusters hang. Harbi. Now you have this vine itself. V'habaitza koititzais, you cut off the whole vine. V'nikras rechuva. Sometimes on this vine that you cut off, there are a few good clusters of grapes that the balabos can keep. Let's say on this vine there's also a cluster that looks like an oilulis, that doesn't have a ketif, it doesn't have a netif. So then it's like this. Im nikretzes imo eshkol, if when you cut off the top clusters, like the same time you could reach this cluster, then the din is hareisha balabais. Still it belongs to the balabos. Since like you cut it off at one time, so it all belongs to the balabos. V'yim lav hareyu shalaniyim. But if it can't be cut off at the same time, then we say even though on this vine there are some good clusters of grapes that belong to the balabos, but this one cluster that does not have the bottom grapes hanging and does not have on the side the grapes hanging one on top of another, does not have a ketef and a netef, this one belongs to the aniyim. Yeah. So the Mishnah Baita, gar yichidi. Let's say you have grapes that are not like usually a cluster of grapes is, that you have the main branch, the main twig comes out from the vine, and then you have a lot of small branches branching off, and on the smaller branches the grapes come out. But the grapes do not come out from the big vine itself. What about gargar yechidi? You have these single grapes that come out from the vine itself. Is Rabbi Yehuda Oime Eshkol. Rabbi Yehuda holds that's called an Eshkol, and it all belongs to the balabos. Even though it doesn't have a ketif and a netif, but each grape by itself is considered like an eshkol that belongs to the balabos. Chachamim say no, even though these grapes are growing on the vine itself, it doesn't even look like a cluster, but still, since these grapes by itself does not have a ketif and a netif, it's also chalad in oilulis, that these grapes you have to leave over for the anim. So the Rav says, since Lamaisa, these grapes that are coming out from the vine itself are not lying one on top of another, it does not look like a ketif, and it does not have a few grapes hanging together on the bottom, therefore Lamaisa, it does not have a ketif and does not have a netif, so this is called oilulis, that the din is the balabos has to leave it over for the anim. Here, Mishnehei, Hamadel Begefanin. That means you're like separating your grapes, your vines. In other words, you have a lot of vines growing together that bunched too close together. So therefore, you want it to grow better. You pick out the middle vines and you plant it someplace else. That's called hamadl. You're like taking out the close ones and putting them far away that they'll grow better. So the locher is kishem shumadl b'teich shaloi. The same way the balabos, when he goes down to fix up his field, and he pulls out the tefuah to make it grow better, kachu madol b'shalaniyim. The same way he has a right to go and help out the aniyim's portion, to make their portion grow good also. The marshal, let's say it's peya. You left over a 1/60th at the corner of your field, so that part left over for peya that belongs to the aniyim, when you're fixing up your field, you have a right to fix up the aniyim's part also. even though it belongs to the aniyim. Divrei Reb Yehuda. This is Reb Yehuda Shita. Because Reb Yehuda holds that an ani is called a shutif in the balabos, like a partnership. And when you have two partners, one partner has a right to work on the other partner's fields to do something good for him. Rabbi Meir Reimer, though, Rabbi Meir says, "Bishalai hu rishoy." No, you're only allowed to work on your own portion, your own tefuah, to fix it up, to make it grow better. V'einoi rishoy b'shelaniyim. And you have no right to go and fix up the neim's part. As when you leave over peyah, 1/60th, for the neim, it's like the oni is koine, it belongs to him, and has no shaykhus to you anymore. You're not even like a shutif. So therefore, you have no right to go and work on somebody else's field. You have no right to fix up these grapes, even though you're fixing up the tzorech aniyim. You have no right to do it without their rishus. But the halacha is to Reb Yehuda that it's mutter. You are allowed to do it even without their rishus, because we look as if you're a partnership with them. You're a shutif with them, with the aniyim.
Yeah, Mishneh Vav. Kerem Ravai means the grapes that grow in the fourth year. In other words, the first 3 years the grapes grow, it's called Orla, you're not allowed to eat them. On the fourth year, it's called Ravai. That means it has halacha, you're allowed to eat the peris, but you have to only eat them in Yerushalayim. It has the same din like Maisa Sheni, that the Bailam have to take the peris and eat it in Yerushalayim. Now, Beishamai Umrim, Ein Loi Choymish. Now, there's the halacha, just like by Maisa Sheni, if you don't want to take it up to Yerushalayim, you could be poyder it. Let's say you have like a pound of apples, you take money, and you say the kedusha of the Maisa Sheni of these apples should go on to the money, and then you just take the money up to Yerushalayim and you buy food with the money. So same thing with this Kerem Ravai. The fourth year of the grapes, no, the fourth year the vine is growing, it's called the grapes that grow that year, or really it's any tefuah, it's any peris. The fourth year, it's called Ravai, that the halacha is, you have to take it and eat it in Yerushalayim. Now, if you don't want to take the peris themselves, you're allowed to be paid to them. You could take money and say you want the kedusha of Ravai to go on to the money, and you take the money to Yerushalayim. Now, Beishami says when you're paid, when you take the peris and take the kedusha onto the money, ain loy chaymish, you do not have to add a chaymish, another fifth. Which the halacha is by Maisa Sheni, when the Bailam are paid to their peris, he has to be Moisef, he has to add another fifth. Mashen came by Ravai, Beishami holds no. And the Ein Loi Beer, it does not have the same halacha like Maisa Sheni, that you have to take all the peris out of your house by Erev Pesach of the fourth year. Where that's called Zaman HaBir, that by Maisa Sheni, the Torah says, if you did not take off, give the mice, eat the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, you have to take it out of your house. It's called Biarti Min HaKodesh Min HaBayis. On Erev Pesach of the fourth year, you have to take it out of your house. So Beishamai holds that Kerem Ravai does not have these halachas, because he holds it only says these halachas by Maisa Sheni and not by Kerem Ravai. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says though, Yesh Loi, Beis Hillel holds no, that Kerem Ravai has the same halach like Maisa Sheni, that if you appoint to them, you have to add another fifth, and it has a din beer. If you didn't take the Kerem Ravai by Erev Pesach, you have to take it out of your house. And the pshat from Beis Hillel is that they learn a posik, the gzeir shavam, yalfi kodesh kodesh memaiser, that ma maiser yesh le chaymish v'yesh le bir, af kerem ravai yesh le chaymish v'yesh le bir. Or Beis Shammai, le yalfi kodesh kodesh memaiser. So it's a machlokes if you have this gzeir shavam or not, kodesh kodesh from maiser. Now the Mishnah says, yesh le peret v'yesh le oilulis. The din, Beis Shammai yomim, Beis Shammai says, that yesh loy peret v'yesh loy oilulis. If you have this kerem ravai, the fourth year the grapes are growing, so the peris don't have any kedusha according to Beis Shammai. So therefore, there's a din of peret and oilulis that you have to leave it over for the aniyim, and the aniyim are allowed to eat it. For haniyim apoydim liyatzmam, and if the aniyim want to eat it, they apoydim it for themselves. Even though it's called kerem ravai, that really you have to eat it only in Yerushalayim. But if the oni wants to eat it here, he's paid it on money, and the money he'll take to Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel Omrim, though, kulay legas. Beis Hillel says, no, you cannot be paid. You do not have to give it to the aniyim, because it's considered like Maisa Sheni, which is called mom and gavoya. It like belongs to Hashem. And therefore, there's no mitzvah to give it to the aniyim. So kulay legas means all these grapes, even the parrot, even the oilis, the balabos takes it and makes wine out of it, and it has a regular din of Kerem Ravai, that he has to bring it and eat it in Yerushalayim. And if he wants to, he can be paid to it here.
but he has no din to give it to the aniyim because it's called like mamam gevoya. Therefore, the aniyim have no chelek in the kerem revai. That's Beis Hillel's shita.
Mishneh Zayin, kerem shekulei oilulis.
If you have a vineyard, that all the grapes growing are like oilulis. None of them have a ketef and a netef. Is Reb Leza Oimer lebalabayis? The balabas does not have to leave all the grapes for the aniyim, but he's allowed to take it. There's no din oilulis here.
Rabbi Akiva Oimer laniyim.
No, enachnami, the whole vineyard you have to leave for the aniyim. Since lemaisa there's no cluster of grapes that have the cluster and has the bottom three hanging together, the whole thing is oilulis and belongs to the aniyim.
Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, what's the raya for his pshat? The pasuk says, ki siftzor lois oilul.
That when you cut down the grapes for yourself, don't take off the oilulis. Leave those grapes for the aniyim.
Im ein betzir minayin oilulis.
See, Dashin, since there's no betzir here, the Baal HaBos is not cutting down anything for himself. Because all these grapes are oilulis, by Bezai, there's no din oilulis for the aniyim. The pasuk is only mashma, when you are cutting down for yourself, then you have to leave over the oilulis. But if the whole thing is oilulis, you're not cutting anything for yourself, so in such a case, there's no mitzvah oilulis at all. You don't have to leave it for the aniyim, but you could take it for yourself.
Omelo Rebbe Kiva holds not like this. And he says, the pasuk says,
no, you're great. The vineyard, you cannot take off the oilulis.
Afilu kulay oilulis.
Mashma, even if the whole vineyard, every single cluster of grapes, does not have a ketef or a netef, they're all called oilulis, still the pasuk says, v'karmachol lois oilul. You are not allowed to cut down your kerem when it has only oilulis.
Zot the Gemara, zot the Mishnah, im kein lomo nema kifsitzor.
So Bekiva says, why does the pasuk say kifsitzor? That was Rebbe Eliezer's diyek, that since the pasuk says kifsitzor, mashma, first you have to cut down the balabas for himself. I hear in this field, he's not cutting down at all for himself. So what's the pshat kisiftzor? Ki teretz is, imkei lo manama kisiftzor lo yisoylu. The teretz is, ein la niyem bo oilulis, koidem habitzir. There's a tell you this din, even in a case where the whole field is oilulis, still the aniyim have no right to take it down, until first the balabas goes and cuts them down. When the balabas cuts them down, then the aniyim have a right to take it. But before the balabas cuts it down, the aniyim are not zeicher in the oilulis.
Yemishneches, hamaktish karmoi.
If somebody makes his whole vineyard hegdish,
is that shaloi noida boy hoilulis?
It's when the grapes are still young, they're not ripe yet. You can't tell which ones are oilulis. Is the locha ein hoilulis lanim? Even though later the grapes grow, and we see then that it doesn't have a ketev and a netev, and the din should have been to give it to the aniyim, it doesn't go to the aniyim. Because since you were maktish it first and you gave it all to hegdish, Hegdish doesn't have a chiyuv to give to the aniyim. What about mishenoida boy hoilulis? If first when this vineyard belonged to the Bailim, to regular Yisrael, he realized, he knew, he saw that there are oilulis on the fields, that there are certain clusters that are not growing with a full cluster or the bottom grapes hanging together. Is the halacha oilulis laniyim? Even if you're makdish now the whole sadeh to hegdish, it's not chal hegdish on the dover shein shalai. So since the aniyim have a schus to get these oilulis, therefore the hegdish is not chal.
Rabbi Yosi Oimer, yitnu schar gidulov lehegdish.
So what are we saying now? That the oilulis belongs to the aniyim. But the balabas was still makdish the whole field. So the chur of the ground like belongs to hegdish. So these grapes that are growing now are growing out of hegdish's grapes, out of hegdish's field. So how could the aniyim eat them? But there it says, yitnu schar gidulov lehegdish. You have to give the money how much the kark of hegdish was mashbiach, the grapes, and you have to give that to hegdish. It's like a pigeon. So therefore, it's not called you be nene from hegdish.
What's considered shichcha by grapes, by a kerem? Oris here means by the kerem. Is kol sheino yochol lifshoit es yodoi v'litlo.
Once you pass by the vines, and with your hands you can't reach backwards to pick off the grapes, that's called shichcha.
Like the Rav says, kleima liacha shova maleo in b'makom sheniskar in yochol lifshoit yodo v'lito karina be'leisoshiv lekachtoi.
If you move to a new spot, and your hand now can't reach back to those grapes from before, and you forgot them there when you went away, That's called shicha. You can't come back to take it. What about the uvaraglias? That means grapes that grow like you let them lay on the floor, and your mamash step on them like sometimes. But they're beraglois. They're grapes growing lying on the floor. Then we say mishiyavar hemenu. As soon as you pass by it and went from one cluster to another cluster, it's already considered shechem. Because since they're on the grapes, like every part of the grapes is considered like a new umen, like a new row. And each row to another row, there's no adin shechem. Once you forget about one row, you can't come back and cut it down a second time. When is everybody, any person allowed to come and take the leket that's on the field? Now leket was metchila when you were cutting down the tefuah. Some tefuah fell out of your hand, fell on the floor. So the mitzvah is to leave it to the aniyim. At what time do we say even the aniyim are miyayish from taking it? And now it's like hefker, anybody wants to could take it. Is mishayelcho hanamushis. When the collectors passed by, went through the fields. So there are two pshatim. Some learn this means the old people that walk on their canes, and they walk very, very slow. So when they went by the field, these aniyim, and they left over some leket, that's for sure nobody will come back and take it afterwards. So blibes like hefker. Other pshatim means lakute bas lakute. After one went through to collect it, another person went through to collect it, then all the other aniyim are miyayish. So the Mishnah beperet, the oilulis. What about by grapes, that the grapes that fall down when you're cutting, that belong to the aniyim, whereas the oilulis, the clusters that don't have enough grapes on it, is meshayelcho ha'aniyim bekerim, when the aniyim walk through the vineyard once, v'yavo, as they go home, and then another pair of aniyim come through, and then they go home. As after like two pairs of aniyim go through the kerim, then anybody could come and take it, it's like hefko lakel. Uvazesim, what about olives? When the second rainfall of the season comes down, that's when all the aniyim will miyayish from taking the zeisim, and whatever's left on the field that should have been to the aniyim becomes hefker. Amar Reb Yehuda, v'lo yoish she'ena moiskim esayseim el liyach revi'ashniyah. There are some people that first squash out their olives to make oil after the second rainfall. So you see, people first collect olives even after the second rainfall. So that shouldn't be a simon when the aniyim are miyayish from collecting their olives. Ella, he has a different shear. Kidei she'ehoni yoytsei, an oni should go out to the fields to collect the grapes, the olives that fell down. There are not enough olives to collect. He will not come home with the value of arbo isurus, which is shnei pundian, which is the shear of mozen shtei sudis. So if you don't have enough this on the field, it's a svarah, even the aniyim will not come down to the field anymore to collect it. It's not worth it for them. Therefore, them miyayish and ablaves like hefker. Therefore, whoever wants to come and take it now. Now it's like hefker.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Nemonim al haleket v'al hashichcha v'al hapeya b'shosan. In other words, the aniyim, after they collected the tefuah that's leket, or that shicha, or that's peya, now let's say they want to sell it to somebody else. So the halacha is that these peris that the aniyim got through leket, shicha, and peya is potter min ha'maiser. So if they sell it to somebody else, the person that buys it is also potter from giving off trumas ha'maisers. So the question, do we believe this oni when he sells it to us, that we should believe him that it's taka leket, shicha, and peya, and it's potter from ha'maiser? So the Mishnah says, yes, you have a right to believe the aniyim b'shaisen. B'shasan means at the time when there is a zman, or like he says, b'shasak tzir, at the time when they cut down the tefuah, so now it's a zman when the aniyim do collect the leket, shicha, and peya. So therefore they are nem, and we believe them if we want to buy the tefuah off them when they tell us this is the tefuah they received from leket, shicha, peya, and therefore we're also part of them giving trumas ha'maisris from these pairs. V'yamaiser oni b'chol shenosei. Hu adin maiser oni. That the oni is neman the whole year. The year that maisa oni is noig, which is the third year and the sixth year. Since people give to the aniyah maisa oni throughout the whole year, so anytime you buy payers from the oni and he tells you he received it as maisa oni, you should know you're part of him taking off trumas and maisas.
Uben Levi Nemon Lielam. A Ben Levi, that means a regular Levi, even though he's not a noni, he receives Maiserishin. In other words, Yisrael gives the Maiserishin to a Levi. So the Levi is Nemon to say that this Paris is Maiserishin. Yeah, and the Chiddush is that we Nemon that he took off Trumas Maiser. Because Lenechshu to Amaratzim to take off Trumas Maiser, or to take off Truma. Truma is a Chomadik Iser, everybody will take, always takes off Truma. The only shailer is if they are like Demai is, we don't know if Namoritz took off Meiser or not. But here, when you receive the Paris from the Levi, and he says it's Meiser Rishon, we believe him, and we also believe him that he already took off Trumas Meiser, and therefore we're allowed to eat it the way it is. Zot the Mishnah though, vi einam nemonim, but they are not believed, ela al dover shebneyodim noigin kain. We only nemon on Paris on fruits that people give it to the Levi or give it to the anon, to the aniyim. Like we'll soon see in the next Mishnah on which type of fruits they are nemon and on which type of fruits they're not nemon. Hey, something that nobody gives to the Levi for Maiseroni, so then a Levi is not nemon to say he received it as Maiserishin. Or an oni, something that people don't give to the aniyim, they are not believed to say this is what they received for the Maiseroni. Now we'll soon see the next Mishnah, what are they yes believe and what are they not believed. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Nemonim al hachitim. Anoni is believed if he has wheat to say that this wheat was given to him by Teres Meiser Oni, he is believed, and when we buy it off him, we do not have to give Trumas and Meisers. V'ein nemonim al hakemech v'loy al hapas. But let's say the Oni says that he received flour for the Meiser Oni, or else he received bread. In other words, the Yisrael gave bread to the Oni, and that was the Meiser Oni. So the Oni is not Neman, because it's not a derech. People do not give bread or flour, but Teres Mais Oni to the Aniyim, they always give it, but Teres Chitim. So this is something that's not Shriach, so therefore he's not Neman to say he received this flour or this bread, but Teres Mais Oni. Nemonim al Hasoro Shel Oris, the Nemon on the barley or Shel Oris, that means, they say that means the barley when it's still in its staff, still in its stalks. But if you have the barley that was cooked, or even if it's raw, but it's taken out of its shell already, it's taken out of the kernels, then it's not nemon. Because it's not a derech to give meiser oni of oiris when it's mevushal or when it's chai. The derech is to give it to the oni when it's still oiris, when it's still in its shibolim, in its stalks. Nemonim al hapul, the nemon if they received beans. This is the beans we receive from Maiseroni. V'yein nemonim ala grisin. But they're not nemon to say these beans, grisin means beans that were tochan brechaim, that was chopped up already in the grinder. So they're not nemon, because people don't give ground up beans, but teras Maiseroni. Loichaim v'loim mevusholim, whether it's raw, whether it's cooked, Anoni is not nemon to say he received crushed beans for the Maiseroni. Nemonim al hashemen loim ersha Maiseroni hu. He's nemot to say that he received this oil came from Meiser Oni. The Israel gave him Meiser Oni, but there was Shemen, and that's a derech. It's a derech of people to give Meiser Oni, to give them Shemen. V'yein nemonim olav loimer shel zayis nokefu. But the Oni is not nemot to say that you know where this oil came from. It came from these special olives that people gave me called zayis nokef. And from the zayis nokef was made the oil. That he's not nemon on. And the pshat is because the Zayis Nokuv means that it's a special type of a tree that has very few olives on it. So since there are so few olives on it, it's not a derech to make shemen from those olives. So therefore, if you say you have these olives from that tree that has very little olives left on it, we don't believe you. And therefore, if you buy it off the oni, you have to be choshesh, maybe it is mechuyev in Trumas and Maisus. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Nemonim al hayerek chai. If an oni has a raw vegetable, he's nemon to say he received this pateras meiser oni, because vegetables midrabbonin are mechuyev in meiser, and it's a derech for people to give the raw vegetable to the aniyim. V'yein nemonim ala mavushal. But an oni is not nemon if he has cooked vegetables to say he received these cooked vegetables for meiser oni, because it's not a derech for people to give cooked vegetables for meiser oni. Eliim kem hoye leidova muet. Only if it was a small amount, then the oni is nemo to say he received a small amount of cooked vegetables for meiser. Why? Shekein derech bal habayis liyos moitzi milavsoi. Hey, sometimes if a balabos forgot to take off trumas and meiseris, and he went and cooked the vegetables, when the vegetables are being cooked now in his pot, now he remembers, so he takes off a little bit vegetables from the pot itself and gives it to the oni from Eiser Oni. So therefore, a little amount of cooked vegetables, that is Yerderech, sometimes the Balabas gives the oni. So if he has a small amount of cooked vegetables, he's Nemon. But if he has a lot of cooked vegetables, then the oni is not Nemon, because it's not a Derech for Balabas to give cooked vegetables to an oni for Maiser Oni. He gives it to the oni when it is Ruah.
Here, Mishneh Hei. Ein Poichsin La'aniyim Begoyrin. When an oni comes to collect his Maiser Oni, he goes down to the Goyrin, that's on the like Silon, where if you cut the payer down, you cut the Tfua down, you store it, that's called the Goyrin, where your mamas just cut the Tfua, so that's where you give out the Maiser Oni. So if an Oni comes down and asks you, please give me some Maiser Oni, is you have to give each Oni a nice Nesina. Like the Posit says, V'ochlu b'sharecha v'soveyu, tein loy k'dei sova u'idashin, you have to give him enough to fill up. So what's called k'dei sviya? So the Mishnah says, mechatzi kav chitim. You have to give him at least a chatzi kav of wheat, the kav sorim, and you have to give him a kav's worth of barley. Rabbi Meir way mechatzi kav. Rabbi Meir says no. Even barley also, if you give him a chatzi kav, that's also enough. Kav vechatzi kusmin. If you give spelt, you're supposed to give a kav and a half to the oni. That's the least amount you give to a oni. The kav gregris. You give out dried out dates. You have to give him a kav's worth of it. Or imona dvela. Rel should give a dvela. A dvela is also, that's these figs that are dried out and you press them together. So now you don't sell them single, you sell them by the weight. So that's called a mona, a weight of a mona of a dvela, of these dried out figs. Rebbe Kiva Waina Pras. Pras is a chatzi mona, only half of that measurement is enough to give the oni, Bateris Meiser Oni. Chatzi lugyayin. When you come to give wine for matnes for Meiser Oni, you have to give him at least a lug. We have a kiva waim a revius. You don't have to give him a whole lug. A revius a lug, a quarter of a lug is enough. Revius shemin, when you come to give him oil, you have to give him a revius. We have a kiva waim a shminis. Not a revius, but an eighth of a lug. That's all you have to give the oni. Vishar kol a peris. What about all other type of peris? What's the shear to be yitza Meiser Oni, the least amount? Omer abba shoyel, kidei shimochram v'yikach bohen. Bohem, mozen shtei sudis. The shear that these pairs, the oni would take them and sell them, and with the money they'll be able to buy a shear of two sudis, that's called the chashava matana. The Mishnah Vav. Midazu amura b'kahanim uvelevim uveyisraelim. Hey, whether you're a kohen or whether you're a levi, whether you are Yisrael, and you have your pairs that you have to give to Maiser Oni, you have to give it to the Oni, this is the shear, the least amount that you should give the Oni. Hoyematzil, let's say a person like wants to save his Maiser Oni. He knows he has to give it to the Aniyim, but he has Kroivim, he has his relatives that are Aniyim, that he has a right to leave it for their relatives. So what about the Aniyim that come now to ask him to give them his Maiser Oni? The Mishnah says in Eitzah, Neutel Machzah V'Noisin Machzah. Half of what you have to give away, you're allowed to store, save it for your own kerovim, for your own relatives. And the other half, that you have to give out to the neim that are coming to ask you right now for the Maiser Oni. What about Toyeloi Dova Muet? Let's say you have like five neim are coming to you, and you only have a small amount of peris to give for Maiser Oni. And if you give out all five of them, each one of them, you're not going to have enough of a shir of a nesina to give each one separately. So how are you mekayim now your mitzvahs of Maiser Oni? So the Mishnah says, Noisein lifnehem, vehein mechalkim b'neim. You just put this tefua that you have for Maiser Oni, put it down in front of, let's say, the five aniyim that are there, and they'll divide it out between them. So you, the Maiser, gave a shir nesina, a nice nesina, even though for each one separately it wouldn't be big enough, but you're just putting it down in front of them, and they'll divide it between themselves. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Ein poichsin lo'oni ha'oiver mimokom lemokoim. You can't give less to an oni, to a poor person that travels from place to place. In other words, he's not at home right now, and he's traveling, and he's coming to you to ask you for some food. Is how much food do you have to give him, the least amount? Is mikikor, you have to give him a bread, bepunyin, that costs a punyin. That's how much the bread costs. Let's say a dollar's worth of bread. Me'arba soyim v'sela. That when you buy the wheat to make this bread, the price for the wheat is, for four soin, you have to pay a seller.
is that's the amount of the wheat, and this is how much it is for the bread. In other words, you have to give him a nice size, a sheer bread that he could eat. And really, this is called the sheer of a beis sudis. It's enough to eat for two meals, a yom, a day and a night. Is lon, let's say the only one to sleep over at night, is noisnin loy parnosas lina. Then you have to give him, like parnosas lina means to take care of his sleeping. In other words, you have to give him a bed and a blanket and a pillow. You have to give him a place to sleep. Shovas, let's say he wants to stay by you for Shabbos, then noisnin loy mozon shalashudis. You have to give him enough food to eat for three meals. Because it's alocha shechayiv adam lechol b'shabbos shalosh sudis. A person is mechuyiv to eat on Shabbos three meals. Therefore, for noni also, you have to make sure he has three meals for Shabbos. So the Mishnah Baita, mi sheyesh loy mozon shtei sudis. If somebody has enough food to have for two meals, in other words, he has today's worth of food, es lo yitum min atamchui. Even though he's called a noni, he's not allowed to take food from the tamchui, like from the public plate. In other words, a tamchui was used to gather together food to give out to the aniyim every single day. So they used to give him food for today. Now, since you have already two meals, you have what to eat today, you have no right to take from the tamchui. What about mozon arba osa sudis? If somebody has enough food to eat for the whole week, which is 14 sudis, and then lo yitum min akupa, then the son, he has the right to take from the kupa. The kupa is like a pushka, like a kupa shel tzedakah. It used to be a collection to give out to the aniyim money, and they would give it out once a week, and they would give them enough to buy the food for that week. So if you have right now enough food or enough food for 14 meals, that's called the sudas of the whole week, you shouldn't take from the kupa. V'ha kupa, zok the Mishnah, how do we collect the money to put into this pushka, into the kupa? Nigvus bishnayim. When you go around collecting money, you have to make sure two people go around together to collect the money. But that's the halacha. Whenever you have a shirora, if you're a nice and shirora, let's see b'pachas mishnayim. Whenever you have a job to be like a head, you have to do it with two people. When you go to divide out the money, you have to give it out with three people. When you give it out to the aniyim, and the Rav says the pshat is l'fi shehi k'dinim momnis. It's a shalom dinim momnis. V'dinim momnis b'shloisha. The halacha is you have to have three people when you're paskening a shalom of dinim momnis. So therefore, to divide out the tzedakah, to give to what, you have to have three people when you're doing it. Here's the Mishnah Ches. Mi sheyesh loy mosayim zuz. If somebody has $200, $200 zuz, is lo yitoil lekot shicho upeya umaisaroni. He bekitze, he's not called an oni, and he has no right to take leket, or shicho, or peya, or maisaroni. Because these are all matnas aniyim, the mitzvah to leave it for the aniyim. Now, what's called an oni? Somebody that does not have 200 zuz. Now, the pshat from 200 zuz is, like the Rav says, kim lehu l'rabonon, she'elu maspikim l'shonachas. This was enough money to live on for 1 year. L'chseis l'mazonis, to have enough clothing to wear, and to have enough food. So if somebody has enough of an income to live on, that he can have what to eat, and he has what to clothe himself, he's not called an oni. So here we're talking about you have this much money from the beginning of the year to last you throughout the whole year. Who Adin Mefarshim say, let's say you work and you get a check and you get an income every month. If the income you get every month is enough to cover your expenses for food and for clothing that month, so then you're not called an oni, and you have the right to take a leket shircho pay your maaser oni. What about hoyulo mosayim chosa dinner? Your mamish had 199 zuz. You're missing only one. Or even less, you're only missing one dinner. But the kids, you do not have 200 zuz. Is the halacha, you're still considered an oni. And afilu elef noisen loy ka'achas is a reze yitol. Even if the balabos now wants to gives you now 1,000 zuz, but he gives it to you at one shot. So about right before you took it, you did not have 200 zuz. So you're considered an oni. Once you're considered an oni, you're allowed to take a matona. So if he gives you at one shot 1,000 zuz, you're allowed to take it. And Echnami, now that you have the 1,000 zuz, now you're not called an oni anymore. You wouldn't be allowed to take anymore. But I call upon him, what he's giving you, you're allowed to take. What about hoyu mumushkonim labal choyvoy? True, you have 200 zuz, but it's not money you could spend. It's mushkin, it's a mashkin to the bal choyv. Or do you owe people money? And this is a mashkin for the bal choyv. Or l'ksubas ishtoy, or else you put away money for the ksubas ishtoy. It's a reza yito. Then the pshat is, you're spending money now that you have is not sufficient to live on. So therefore you called an oni, and therefore you are allowed to take leket shechu peya.
Right, the Mishnah. Ein lechayovin oisoy limchor es beisoy v'yas klei tashmishoy.
Let's say somebody has nice furniture. He has a house and he has furniture. Just his income, he doesn't make enough money to live on. So if he just wants to take leket shechen peya, abbi his income is not enough that he can live on, he has a shame oni, and we did not tell him he first has to sell all his kalim, and he has to sell his house first. But the Rav said this is only if he only wants to take leket shechen peya. But let's say somebody wants to go take from the kupush of tzedakah, he wants to take from tzedakah money, then he first has to sell his house, and first has to sell his kalim. Then he could take from tzedakah money.
The Mishnah test, the last Mishnah, Mi sheyesh loy chamishim zuz,
somebody that has 50 zuz, for who noisev and noisein behem, and he puts it into business, and he's making money with it. It's like producing money. Is harei zel lo yito. That's also, then you're not considered an oni, and you have no right to take leket shechen peya. In other words, $50 that's in business, that's making profit for you, is better off than $200 that does 200 zuz that does not make profits for you. Therefore, the din is you should not take. So at the Mishnah now, v'chol mi she'ein lo tzorach litol, somebody that is not considered noni, he does not have to, or he has no right to take the leket shechen peya. V'noitol, and he makes himself look like a noni, and he does take it. So at the Mishnah, ein lo nifti min olam, he will not leave this world. Until the Maisi, he will become a noni, and he will have to come on then really to take the leket shechu peya. What about the chol misha tzorech litol? Somebody that is really is a noni. He does not make enough to live on. The ain a noitel, and still he does not take. Vice versa, he does not take is the pshat, not that he's starving to death. Just means he's managing on less. He wants to be like a tzaddik. He doesn't want to take from others. He'd rather manage on less. So at the Mishnah Brocha, ein meis min azikna, he won't like leave this world, won't be meis from becoming old, ad shiyafanes acherim, until he himself will become rich, he'll have enough money, not only for himself, but he'll be able to be mafanes other people also. Ad shiyafanes acherim mishaloi, he'll be able to mafanes, to give other people panosa from his own money. V'yolav akosav aymer, and such a person, the Pasuk says, boruch hagever ash yiftach b'ashem, that a person has bitachin in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though he's poor, he doesn't have really what to live on, but he doesn't want to take tzedakah from other people, or rather be bitachin in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him his panosa. But Avada, we're talking about now that it's hard to manage, but you're doing it very bitachin, but a kol ponim you're living. But Avada, there's no mitzvah to kill yourself. If a guy has nothing to live, and his stam doesn't want to take, stam to die from hunger, that's no inyan. Avada, you're supposed to keep yourself alive. Just if it's of a question, you want to live a little bit better and take tzedakah, or else you'll be b'teich in Hashem and live now more b'dakus, you better, it's a bigger midah to live more b'dakus now and be a b'teich in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'schuz zeh, taka, you'll end up being rich, you'll have enough money to be mafanas other people. So the Mishnah v'chol dayin shedan din emes lamitoi, any dayin, a bezdin, that paskins a din Torah, lamitoi, the emes take a pshat, hu adin. He's also called Hesus a Miftach Bashem. In other words, like to say the Pshat is that Stamazoy a person, a din, a dayan, he would rather receive money like Sheikhet. Somebody will pay me money, I'll listen to him, I'll take the money from him and I'll pass him good for him. Hesu is a dayan that really paskins Emes Lamitoy, that somebody doesn't come on to take from other people, but he's a Bateach and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, when it comes to paskin the Shailim, din among this, he doesn't have to look how rich the other person is, will I get from him or not? Because he doesn't care about getting from him. He is a Bateach and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So somebody that's a Bateach and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he could be a dayin that will be done din emes lamitoi. So the Mishnah, v'chol mi she'enoi loy chiger, somebody that's not a hunchback, v'loy suma, somebody that's not blind, v'loy pisech, he's not lame, v'yoy sa'atzma ki echad mehem, and he makes himself as if he's lame, or as if he's hunchback, or as if he's blind. He does like fools everybody. So at the Mishnah, ein emes min hazikna, he will not die from being old, achiyiyu ki echad mehem, until he'll take become emes, one of these things. He'll become blind, or become hunchback, or become lame. Shenema, the Pasuk says, tzedek, tzedek tirdef. Always run after tzedek to be like emes. Don't fool, don't do things that are not emes. V'chol dayin, shelokeach shechit, and any dayin, any judge that takes sheikh, takes bribery, Sadin, and because of that he changes the din, he listens to one side more than the other side. So the Mishnah ain't a mace min azikna, he will not die from old age, ache einav keyos, until his eyes become very weak, come out blind. Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'shoichat le'sikach, you should not take bribery, ki ha'shoichat yaver pikhin. The Pasuk read, it will make a pikeach, it means an odd person that could see, yaver to make him blind. So it's going to take away from your eyesight. So any dying that does take shoichat, is going to take away from his eyesight, he won't be able to see well later on. That's like a pshat, that his eyes are chaos, like blind, like he's not going to see the emes. If a dying takes shoichat, he doesn't see the emes. You don't see the truth. So that's the Mishnah says, that like the Pasuk, you should not take shoichat. Yeslika Masechta Peya. This is the end of Masechta Peya.